Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
You got anything to say for yourselves?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Nothing's a big deal.
It's no big deal.
No big deal.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
You know what? Actually, I feel like this is no big deal.
Not a big deal. Is that how everyone feels?
Not a big deal, huh?
Big deal. Who cares?
Can't deal with it.
Yeah,
I can't deal with it.
This is a huge deal.
No all right, Gresh, Billy, Nick. All of us got to get on this first one because first it was Friendly's, which I thought with all the closings of the Friendly restaurants, like a lot of people were kind of attached to that restaurant. And I'm curious to know how you guys feel about Red Lobster, the international, really national chain of seafood restaurants.
Yeah, basically it is a seafood restaurant for landlocked states.
Okay, well.
And there's nothing wrong with the lobster at Red Lobster. It is very good.
Okay.
Red Lobster's
well,
good.
We'll see. Well, I don't know if it's going to be good anymore.
I know we live in New England. I get
okay.
it, but still.
But the seafood giant, right, and is famous for what you mentioned as for their cheesy biscuits, are getting ready to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as early as next week after suddenly closing dozens of restaurants. Over 48 stores will be closed nationally. They're filing bankruptcy.
Ooh, look
they're
on
liquidating
Twitch.
All their equipment in these restaurants. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal.
If you go to Twitch right now, that is an unbelievable picture of
the cheddar biscuits.
But I don't know if that's what they really look like.
Oh.
I'm calling false advertisement
on
the Red Lobster cheesy biscuits.
That's what they look like.
So they're closing. Big deal to you?
Yeah, very big deal. The very first seafood I ever had in life as a landlocked 11-year-old in Western Pennsylvania was when we went to Red Lobster. It was such a big deal, for crying out loud. So I think for us around here, you're like, oh, I'll wait till the summer to load up on lobster or lobster salad or something like that. But I think for a lot of people elsewhere in the world, their intro to seafood is through this restaurant. And the cheesy biscuits. Who doesn't like those?
Well, cheesy biscuits. I know, but Billy, have you ever been to Red Lobster?
Never.
Okay, you know why you've never been to Red Lobster, Billy?
Because I have enough seafood places living in Massachusetts.
Well, no, there's not even one in Massachusetts. The closest Red Lobster is in Connecticut. So I don't feel like Red Lobster is kind of institutionalized
some other
restaurants, right. Like Friendly's. Like, nobody cares about Red Lobster.
No, but these biscuits are so amazing. You can buy the biscuit mix. It's such a big deal.
Sell Red Lobster biscuit mix.
Yeah.
Shaw's or Stop and Shop.
I do believe.
Big Y.
Whole Foods. Yeah.
Not a chance in hell. No. Wait a second.
Hold on. Watch.
Here's the thing.
Hold on.
There are certain restaurants like Red Lobster that are like in this category of like, you know, not high end, not totally low end, but right in the middle for that blue collar family.
Dude.
That wants to have a nice restaurant. But Red Lobster,
Star Market, Amazon.com, Walmart, Shaw's, Star Market. You can do the whole order on like Uber Eats or whatever, or something like that.
Turp, you got to pull this up.
Look,
because I don't know.
And
there's no,
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
Let me see it real quick.
StarMarket.com. There's your mix. I mean, come on. I'm besmirching this place.
I am.
These biscuits are so unbelievable.
Hey, Gil, going to Red Lobster for lobster feels so nasty.
It just depends. Of course.
Like, would you order McDonald's used to have, and I don't know if they still do it during the summer, they would have a lobster roll.
No, I wouldn't do that. I personally, the D'Angelo's lobster roll is fantastic around here, but nevertheless. See, this is a very tainted conversation around here because even someone sent in, Red Lobster is bad, local joints are way better. No one's arguing that. But if you live in Topeka, Kansas, you're not going to be able to go to Kelly's for a great roast beef or go to, you know, the hundreds of places along the shoreline up and down New England that you can get an unbelievable lobster roll. That's the only place you're getting it.
Is there such a thing as affordable seafood? Like affordable lobster? Like, I feel like just saying, like, lobster is expensive. Like, it's expensive for a reason.
If you do it on your own. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I do.
If you get on your own.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
I've done that.
No, but if you go get the bugs on your own and then cook them yourself, yeah. But if you're adding cost, if you need someone to, like, help you prep them, basically, get the big pot, fill that thing up with water, turn the heat up on it, go to the fishmonger, get your bugs. And then when you come back, you can ease those things right in the bath, and there you go. I will suggest for humanely doing it, you are supposed to put your lobsters in the fridge for like an hour or more.
To put them to sleep?
Kind of, so they get comatose, and then when they go in the water, it's not as... Yeah.
They don't have the pain of being boiled alive.
I guess so, yeah.
Or you don't hear the screaming of the lobsters, literally crying for their life.
Do you, do you have a lobster trick? Like... Can you get the tail out of the lobster easily, or do you need special utensils?
No. I found a YouTube hack to get the lobster out of the lobster
and
tail.
And that is?
Well, obviously, you pull it off. What I do is if I hold the lobster tail
open,
as such,
yep, you open the tail.
Squeeze it so the bones break.
Oh.
Or what the bones, the shell breaks.
There you go.
Right? And then it just kind of pops off.
Yeah.
And I just kind of get that sucker out of there.
So if you rip the tail off, you open it all the way as wide as you can, almost to where it's like bending backwards in a weird way. And then right underneath the belly, you take a fork with the round part of the fork up, slide it right in there, dig it in, pops the whole tail out in one piece.
Okay. Could you show me that trick?
I couldn't believe it.
I think this is actually the one that I saw on Twitch right now. Oh, yeah, no, this isn't it.
This is the cutting.
This guy's cheating.
No.
I don't use any. I don't have any assistants.
Give me a bug and I get a hand and a fork and I'm good and I'll get that tail out of there, no problem.
Could you dissect like blue crab? Not the legs, the actual inside. Do you know how to open up a crab
from the
shell?
Yeah.
You're not from Maryland because only people from Maryland know how to really open a neat crab.
But I've been to Hooper's in Maryland once, so there you go. I've had, this might be the trick right here. That kind of, I open it up all the way. See, that guy.
Oh,
see,
that's not bad either, though.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, that's like a
You leaf. Really just need to rip the tail off, and if it's cooked right, it should come right out with the fork pretty easily.
Well, that is pretty good.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a baby lobster, though.
I guess my technique is they curl up.
Yeah, I was told you just...
What are you eating? That's 5-pound lobsters?
Well, I made the mistake for my wife for Mother's Day. She wanted lobster. I went down to some place by the water and grabbed like 6 of them. And the guy on the phone before I went down, he was like, hey, how big of lobsters do you want? And I had no clue. So I said like 5 pounds.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, these things are ginormous.
And wonders why seafood's so expensive.
Well, I did learn a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Stick in a pound and a half.
I didn't know. This is during COVID, too. I feel like maybe they may have taken advantage
you were taken advantage of
It wasn't my fault. The guy was like, how many people do you want to feed? I was like, 4. He's like, yeah, you need about 12 pounds.
I don't know if anybody knows the history of FUBU or whatever, but a texter sends in, Damon John of FUBU and Shark Tank built his work ethic and early money-making as a waiter at Red Lobster.
Really?
I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds good.
There's a great.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
it's a hell
Red,
of a part of the story.
With
no. Red Lobster, but my version of Red Lobster would be Sizzler. You ever been to Sizzler? They've never had a Sizzler. They don't
Come
have Sizzler
now.
Out here either.
Yeah,
it's such a. I don't feel like the Northeast. They're so stuck up with what they allow out here.
Yeah, where I grew up, we had Ponderosa instead of Sizzler, so it was either Ponderosa or Sizzler, and it was all the same thing.
Did they have all you can eat shrimp?
Yeah.
Like, and, you take the batter off and the shrimp is, like, tiny, like...
Now, at Sizzler, did they have the pudding on the, like, salad bar? Or
of
on the...
Pudding, of course. Chocolate pudding, yeah, yes. Yeah, yes, and then there was Jell-O. You had an option. You had Jell-O
there
or
you
had
go,
pudding.
Yeah. It was the same thing.
They don't have salad bars anymore.
I think those...
gone away with salad bars.
Well, that's right. They also said they got rid of the buffet, but then again, in Vegas, they're kind of back up again. I don't know if the Rio's gotten it, but, like, South Point had their breakfast
Sizzler.
One or something.
Sizzler was a pregame meal in high school for me. All that every
did you,
single Friday.
Did you ever donate blood to get the Sizzler coupon?
There was really? That going that's a thing.
Oh, that used to happen. They would, I know they would do it with like Ponderosa or whatever. I'm pretty sure they did it with Sizzler. Come give us a pint of blood, and we'll give you, you know, a thing to get in there.
Wow, this person is saying three last meals: lobster, steak, lasagna. I don't know what that has to do with Red Lobster.
I think that's if you're gonna die. I don't know. Maybe that person's putting in their order. Maybe we got somebody from, you know, maybe we got somebody
maybe they're literally
from
on their deathbed. Hey, somebody bring me some food. All right, I had a couple more, but we don't have time for it. But we'll do it later. We'll do it. We can do it tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.